Welcome to Laudes and Lattes, the podcast where we blend the world of law and business with a warm cup of information and common sense. I'm your host, Sydney Whelan, attorney, real estate investor, and business owner. Each week, we'll be your go-to source for legal insights, business advice, and so much more. Whether you're a seasoned professional, an ambitious entrepreneur, or simply someone seeking guidance, we'll have you covered. From navigating the legal landscape to empowering you with valuable business strategies, we'll explore the legal side of life and enjoy a virtual latte along the way. So, grab your favorite latte, get comfortable, and let's dive into Laudes and Lattes. Welcome to episode 11 of Laudes and Lattes, sponsored by the Whelan Law Firm of Moberly, Missouri, where we strive to serve you, your family, and your business professionally and with the utmost compassion and understanding. I'm your host, Sydney Whelan. Today, I'm enjoying my favorite skinny latte while contemplating the unique dynamics and challenges of blended families. In today's diverse society, the structure of the family unit often extends well beyond the traditional to include what are commonly known as blended families. A blended family is formed when individuals with children from previous relationships marry or live together, merging their families into one. This new family dynamic, while enriching, also introduces unique challenges, particularly in the realm of estate planning. In this episode of Laudes and Lattes, we'll explore the importance of estate planning for blended families and provide an overview of key considerations to help navigate this process effectively. We will explore the many ways that trust can be strategically utilized to address the unique needs of blended families. First of all, what do I mean by blended families? Well, here are some examples of how families become blended. First, you may have two divorced people with children. When two divorcees, each with children from their previous marriages, come together, they form a new family. You can have a widowed parent with children remarrying. A family where a widowed parent with children marries another individual who may or may not have children of their own. You may have one parent with children marrying someone without children. This blended family includes a parent with children from a previous relationship that marries or plans to marry someone who has never had children. Some families have adopted children. This refers to a couple who have adopted children and one or both partners have biological children from previous relationships. Some blended families are from same-sex couples with children. This could be a same-sex couple who have children from previous relationships or who have adopted or used surrogacy to have children. Blended families also include families with foster children. A family where one or both partners have biological children and have also taken in foster children that they want to continue to provide for. In my opinion, estate planning for blended families is not merely a suggestion, but a necessity. The stakes are considerably higher as the potential for oversights and conflicts increase with the complexity of the family relationships. Without a clear and legally sound estate plan, the distribution of assets upon the death of one partner can lead to misunderstandings and disputes among children and surviving spouses. This is particularly acute in scenarios where the estate plan has not been updated to reflect the new family structure. There are several reasons that estate planning is vital for blended families. First, protecting your loved ones. Thoughtful estate planning allows individuals to designate beneficiaries and specify just how their assets should be distributed upon their passing. For blended families, this is especially important to ensure that your surviving spouse and both partners' children are provided for according to their needs and their wishes. Two, it's important to try to avoid potential conflicts. Without a clear estate plan in place, there's a risk of disputes arising among family members regarding inheritance and asset distribution. Estate planning helps minimize conflicts by clearly outlining each family member's responsibilities and distributions. The third important aspect is to provide for minor children. In blended families, there may be minor children from previous relationships who need financial support and guardianship arrangements in the event of a parent's passing. Estate planning allows parents to designate legal guardians for the kids and establish trust to provide for their children's support and education. Four, preserving family harmony. Thoughtful estate planning can help preserve family harmony by addressing potential issues before they arise. By openly discussing their wishes and intentions, blended families can work together to create a plan that reflects your values and priorities. When it comes to estate planning for blended families, several key considerations should be taken into account. First, open communication. Effective communication is essential for successful estate planning. Both spouses should be involved in the decision-making process and have the opportunity to express their concerns and preferences. If the children of your blended family are adults, it's sometimes helpful to discuss your proposed plan with them and to address any concerns or questions that they may have. Within the family structure, there can be concerns about inheritance size, naming an executor, and overall fairness. These concerns can bring up conflict and difficulties when making an estate plan, but they are important to address. While you may not be able or willing to keep everyone happy or to satisfy all of their wishes, it will certainly provide food for thought and help you to see things from their perspective and may avoid some conflicts later on. Two, it's crucial for individuals in blended families to regularly review and update their legal documents. This includes wills, trust, beneficiary designations. Next, I want to talk to you about equitable versus equal distribution. Remember, blended families may need to consider whether to distribute assets equally among all children or adopt a more equitable approach that takes into account each child's needs and circumstances. Remember, there is no right way or wrong way to do this, and every family has their own unique situations. Consider the family with one spouse having three children and the second spouse with one child. If you are that couple, does each child inherit 1/4 share of the couple's property after the death of both spouses? Or do you take the position that each spouse shall bequest their 1/2 of the pie to their own children? This would mean that the three children of one spouse shares in 1/2 of the couple's joint assets, and the sole child of the other spouse inherits the entire 1/2 of the couple's joint assets. We all think that we would know what to do in this situation, but it is often complicated by other factors beyond our control. While there are no easy answers, the only wrong answer is to do nothing. Often, there are other options to help with some of the inequities that arise. Life insurance or other non-probate transfers can often assist with providing a more equitable distribution of those assets upon your death. Next, establishing trust. Creating trust can be an effective way to protect assets and provide for adult or minor children in blended families. Trust can be customized to meet the specific needs of each family member and ensure that assets are managed responsibly. Trusts are highly flexible and effective in these circumstances. They offer a way to manage and control how one's assets are distributed after your passing, ensuring that specific assets reach designated beneficiaries, such as children from a previous marriage or a current spouse, all according to your wishes. Trusts can also provide for more controlled distribution schedules, reducing the risk of mismanagement or squandering of the inheritance by younger beneficiaries. Furthermore, trust can be designed to provide tax benefits and avoid the public and often cumbersome process of probate, thus preserving family privacy during a time of grief. The introduction of trust into the estate planning for blended families allows for tailored solutions that can prevent potential conflicts and ensure a fair distribution of assets, reflecting the grantor's desires while respecting the delicate balance of the blended family dynamics. A good rule of thumb when estate planning for a blended family is to be as thorough as possible. Take time with your spouse, and in some cases, even your former spouse, to ensure each child is properly taken care of in your estate plan. There are numerous options that can allow you to offer proper financial support to your children after death. Do not be afraid to call in a professional to help guide these decisions. Blending families can be an exciting and rewarding process. However, extra care needs to be taken to ensure that each member of the family is taken care of legally. This means following the correct procedures when estate planning for blended families. Parents should take special care to nominate guardians and divide assets however they deem appropriate. When it comes to blended families, no two are alike, and that also applies to their estate plans. So, as an overview of the key considerations, blended families should develop a comprehensive estate plan that addresses all aspects of their financial and personal affairs. This plan, at a minimum, should include wills, trusts, powers of attorney, and healthcare directives to ensure that your wishes are carried out in the event of your incapacity or death, and that applies to you or your spouse. Update your beneficiary designations and wills. It's crucial for individuals in blended families to review and update the beneficiary designations and wills on a regular basis. This ensures that assets are distributed according to your current wishes and takes into account changes in your family, such as births, deaths, marriages, or divorces. If you have small children, consider establishing trust. Trust can be valuable tools for protecting assets and providing for minor children in blended families. By establishing trust, parents can specify how and when their assets should be distributed to their children, ensuring that each child's needs are met appropriately. Also, it is important if you have small children to choose appropriate guardianship arrangements for those kids. As a parent myself, I know this can be a daunting task. I often find my clients become super critical of family and friends when they're asked about possible guardians of their kids, because we know that it is unlikely that anyone will raise our kids in the exact same way that we would. While it's important for blended families to carefully consider who will assume guardianship of their minor children in the event of their passing, it is imperative that you choose someone. This decision should be made in consultation with all family members and take into account factors such as parenting style, values, and relationships with the kids. If you do not do this, and you and your spouse should meet an untimely death, a judge who may not know you at all will make the important decision for you. That is not what you want to happen. Families often have complex asset and property distribution needs. Estate planning allows individuals to specify how their assets should be distributed among their biological and stepchildren, taking into account factors such as financial needs, age, and relationship dynamics. Here are some considerations to take into account when making a trust for a blended family. What assets should your surviving spouse receive and when? What can the surviving spouse use the trust funds for? Certain expenses or anything they want? Do you have someone in mind to receive the remaining trust assets once the spouse passes away? Do you want the surviving spouse to decide? What assets should your children or stepchildren receive and when? Should your children or stepchildren have access to the trust funds during your surviving spouse's lifetime, or only after the surviving spouse passes away? Other things to think about. Consider prenuptial or postnuptial agreements. Those marital agreements are not just in case of divorce. They can be valuable tools for protecting assets and clarifying inheritance rights in blended families. By establishing clear guidelines for asset ownership and distribution, marital agreements can help mitigate conflicts and ensure that each spouse's wishes are respected. While not always a pleasant topic to address, blended families should consider the possibility of remarriage or divorce when creating their estate plans. Provisions should be made to protect assets and ensure that each spouse's wishes are carried out, regardless of changes in marital status. As we mentioned earlier, life insurance can be a valuable resource for providing financial support to surviving family members in blended families. By purchasing life insurance policies, individuals can ensure that their loved ones are provided for financially in the event of their passing, regardless of the family structure or dynamics. Consider how life insurance can work in conjunction with other estate planning documents to give you increased flexibility in ensuring that your loved ones are financially protected. In conclusion, estate planning is a crucial aspect of financial planning. By addressing these key considerations and seeking professional guidance, blended families can create a comprehensive estate plan that protects their loved ones and preserves family harmony for generations to come. By incorporating these essential components and strategies into their estate plans, blended families can create a framework for managing their financial affairs and providing for their loved ones. Open communication, careful planning, and professional guidance are key to ensuring that the estate planning process is successful and meets the unique needs of the blended family. Thank you for listening. I hope that you have found this episode helpful. We will put our contact information in the show notes. If you would like more information, please reach out to us to learn how we can help you through this difficult time. As a reminder, if you hit the subscribe button, you will automatically be alerted when a new episode airs. If you enjoyed this episode, please give us a 5-star review and share it with your family and friends. As always, my friends, grab a cup of coffee or your favorite latte, hold your loved ones tight, and have a great week.
This podcast episode contains general information for discussion purposes only. Each case is different and must be judged on its own merits. Missouri rules generally prohibit lawyers from advertising that they specialize in particular areas of the law. This show should not be construed to suggest such specialization. Nothing on this show should be taken as legal advice for any individual case or situation. This information is not intended to create an attorney-client relationship, and the listening or viewing of this podcast does not constitute an attorney-client relationship. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.